हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
Welcome to this special Kartik inspiration. I call it Moon Monsoon Showers of Affection. Once Keshava Swami asked us at a beginning of a lecture, what do you constantly think about? When you have it, will take care of all your anxieties. So we had to give different answers. Someone said, I constantly think of money, and if I have enough, my anxieties are taken care of. Other spoke of their partners and so on. And then our Maharaj smiled at us and said, see, the people in Vrindavan constantly think of Krishna. And when you also can constantly think of Krishna, all your anxieties will be taken care of. There are wonderful examples in the amongst the associates of Krishna. And hearing about these is like receiving showers of nectar from the great devotees. These saints are like clouds that always shower nectar over the garden of the world, and as a result, prema sprouts. This happens when we when there is a good shower of rain. At that time, the seeds that were buried in the earth get nourishment and they start growing and become crops, you know, like wheat and sugarcane or whatever. So in all of our hearts there is this deep love for Krishna. It's there naturally. He is the one who is closest to our heart. He is the one who knew our face, even the one which we had before this birth. And but the love for him gets covered over with layers and layers of earth. So we do need monsoon showers of Krishna Katha. And as a result, these seeds begin to sprout and give the fruits of love. A very inspiring example and a focus on Krishna for me is Variasi. Variasi is Krishna's paternal grandmother. She is so happy with her beloved grandson that her feet, this is how Raghunath describes it, don't touch the ground any longer. She seems to float. And just like her husband, Pajanya, she always yokes around with Krishna. This closeness comes when the heart of a devotee is linked with strong feelings of possessiveness. You are my Lord. You belong to me. You're not a distant God. You're not the God of the scholars, not the God of the yogis. You are the God who makes efforts to save all the devotees or all the souls, better, who have fallen away from you and struggle for existence in the network, the complicated networks of material life. So by this feeling, you are my Lord, you are mine. the love can come very natural. And this is what we can learn from Variasi. Variasi constantly calls out with a joking voice and a humor-filled voice to Krishna. Again and again she says, "Oh, Nati Chant, moon-like grandson, you moon-like grandson, come here." And she always feels so much filled with the thought of Krishna that, yeah, this is so enlivening to her. It uplifts her. It really lifts her above the ground. So let us pay obeisances or admire the paternal grandmother of Krishna. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.